It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Hello, all my pretty pesties everywhere. Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Pestrogen Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts out here on the Pacific Northwest, Candace. Alongside with me, as always, is the beautiful Midwest Hobbit, Jenny. How are you doing, baby girl?
Hi, beautiful. I am doing good. I don't know about you, but this week is like taking forever.
It is.
Oh my God. Is it Friday yet?
We're almost there. One more day.
Okay.
One more sleep.
Yeah, nothing like horribly awful, but just like long.
Yeah, it really has felt long, and I don't know why either. It hasn't been like a busy week. It has just been like a long week. Because, yeah, I went to bed last night thinking today was Friday. And I'm like, wait, no. Oh, crap.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not a fan of this week. And then it's getting darker earlier, and it's dark when I leave. It's dark when I get back, and yep. I just hate it.
It's the worst.
Yep. I'm definitely a summer girl.
Yeah, summer. I can do like early fall and like late spring, summer, those type of hours I'm good with. But yeah, that's like it's dark when I have to go pick up Jude from wrestling. You know, by the time I leave, it's already light out. But yeah, it's when he starts doing his two-a-days, it's going to be dark when he goes to school and dark when he comes home. He's going to hate it. But
yep.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yep. And several times a month, I have an early, like, restaurant type account. Mm-hmm. So, like, today was one of those. So, it was, like, an extra long day, it felt like.
Ugh.
I hate that because yeah. I leave, like, an hour and a half earlier than I normally would. So,
ugh.
Blah.
I had two initials that I had to do today. So, I had to start earlier than usual too, which is still later than most, but yeah, normally it's like I get home from taking Jude to school and I sit around for like an hour and a half, and I'm like, okay, I should probably go to work. But yeah, it's like I got home from taking him to school, shoved another cup of coffee down my throat, and was out the door and like by like 8:30, which like I said, I know is way later than most, but it's early for me.
Yeah, there yeah. you go. Well, that's fun.
Well, one of them was essentially only like a half of an initial. We've done like her rodent service for got a year and a half or so now. She finally wanted to switch to like a full general pest. So then I actually had to like go web her house and treat it. And it's a pretty big house. But luckily, with the amount of wind we've been having recently, there wasn't a whole lot of spider web.
There you go.
Thank God. Yes, I'm like, hey, all right, nature worked with me this time.
Oh, guess what I encountered today? I forgot to make a video on it. I haven't been making videos lately either. I'm just exhausted.
That's all right.
Yeah. But I saw a yellow jacket nest still. For us, that is like unheard of
right?
this time of year still. Like, it's almost December. I mean,
yeah,
halfway yeah. through, but yeah.
Yeah, I saw somebody else posting, I can't remember where I saw it at, that they got stung today from a whole nest. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I was not expecting it. I just look up and I see it and I'm like, you gotta be shitting me. But yeah. I think that's the latest yellow jacket I've seen in my few years doing this, but it was a little nicer today. The sun came out and stuff, but
yeah. I got pretty minus the wind, because it's always a goddamn wind here. It was still in like the mid 60s for most of the day. And then, you know, we had like for the most part the day was pretty calm with wind, but you'd get like the random gusts rolling through at like 25 miles an hour. I'm like, hello.
Right. Get swept off your feet.
Right. And then, of course, one decided to blow through when I was pouring my fast cap into my backpack, and it went.
I hate that.
All over my arm. Thank God I already had my sleeve down.
Right.
But, I can still, I still have that, burn.
Oh, no.
No visible burn. I can just feel it. And I'm like, God damn it. And of course, I got on my backpacks, and luckily I had like hand sanitizer wipes. And I'm just wiping that shit down. I'm like, no,
because that's thick.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Thick, fast cap.
Yeah. So then I like gloved it in both my gloves, threw them in the garbage can, put new gloves on. I'm like, yeah, be fucking kidding me, man. And it was my very first job.
Damn. Another thing that I've learned from going from big box companies to a small company was that and anybody listening who's been in these environments is going to understand exactly what I'm talking about, that at a certain point of the year in bigger suit places, they don't trust their technicians to hold on to their backpack sprayers through the winter because they're going to crack or break or whatever. So they take them away from you. Even when the weather's fluctuating and you have a warm day or whatever, they take them away from you at a certain point. And I'm so used to that I left my backpack sprayer today, but it ended up warming up considerably. And even Bill was like, yeah, you should have had your sprayer with you today. And I'm like, all right, this is not big box environment.
Yeah, that's hard, though, because you can't even really go off of the weather report, because sometimes it's gonna be like, oh, yeah, it'll be 60 degrees today. And then it only goes to like 40.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a hard decision. I think once you retire it for the season, it should just stay retired instead of in and out.
By December 1st, like, come on, Mother Nature, quit fucking with me. I'm leaving my backpack spray.
It's
the asshole.
It's hibernating.
I don't even want to look at you. But, yeah.
Yeah, so, I think my granular shaker got more workout today than anything. And it wasn't raining, but it's going to be. And I'm like, man, it's just going to be better this way. Yep. Besides my two initials, those both got sprayed because I don't like doing granular treatment as a first.
No. Yeah, right.
I have literally called initials off because I'm like, it's raining. I can't treat. I'm not putting granules down because it's not a proper treatment for me as a first treatment.
Right.
Once you've had some treatments and I got to do it, sure, fine.
Yep. That's, I did for the Donnie and Marie company I worked for, I had to follow a Segway bitch. He was doing it was one of those, what do they call it? Initial tech or whatever. You fall around the Segway bitch and they sell it and you do the initials. It was a rainy day. And I was like, this is awful. I hate, like you said, I hate doing initials on a downpour.
Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable.
It's because it's just not right. And then even webbing, then you're just like spreading this like black shit everywhere, especially if they got like light colored siding. You're like,
yep.
Sorry?
Yep. And the Segway bitch is over there at the next house and you can hear him and he's going, the rain makes it work better.
Oh my God.
it's like, oh my God, do not tell them that.
We can spray it at a higher concentration because then the rain will dilute it.
Mice run scared from the rain. I don't know.
Oh my God. I could just imagine some of the shit they come up with.
It's so awful.
Just to try to sound smart. It's like one of my initials today. She's like, I got called because of spiders. And well, when I got called, it was like the middle of spider season. We get them big, big butted orb weavers here. I mean, and they're kind of creepy looking sometimes. So I go to inspect it and I found like five at her on the outside, the whole place. And I'm like, okay, they're all on the sunny side.
Yeah.
Okay. They just bought the house. I'm like, trim back this foliage off of your house. Like, don't let it touch it at all. That will help. And she's like, well, they're inside too, blah, blah, blah. And we had all these roly-poly bugs. And I'm like, okay, you live on the Oregon coast. It is always moist here. You are always going to see them. I said, they don't want to be in your house because your house isn't moist enough. Well, when we removed this old wood, they came out. Yeah, they were doing their job.
Okay. I'm
like, leave them alone.
Exactly.
But yeah, she was telling me about all these spiders that she has seen since I inspected. And I'm going, were they in the house? Well, no. I don't care then. Or it's like, there was a few, like, in these little bitty cracks, like, where her door frame and her baseboard meet. Like, they didn't join them, so there's, like, a square opening. There's a spider in that one, and there was one in that one. And I'm going, oh, I'm like, okay. So even after I treat, there's still going to be bugs around, just right. in general. I said, there is a threshold that we're dealing with here. I said, bugs are going to happen. I can't make them all go away. I said, especially spiders. We need spiders, okay? They are a pivotal part of the whole world.
Right.
I said, I can't make them go away. And she said, I know, I just don't want them in here.
I'm like, you're going to have
some. I'm like, you're going to have some. I said, they show up at my house. I always tell them they're in the wrong house, motherfucker. But they're still here.
Exactly. Yep. I did do a commercial account. This is super random, but I did a commercial account yesterday where it was like, you have to go through this back alley and ring the doorbell to get in. So I'm ringing the doorbell. And then this homeless lady walks up, like, I'm thinking she's just going to walk past me, right? And I'm ringing the doorbell, like, it's like a buzzer, and they got to walk all the way from the front of the building to come back and let me in. Well, then she just stops, like, 4 feet from me and starts doing the meth, I don't know, whatever drug it is, stance where they're, like, bent.
Oh, the fent fold.
Yeah, the fent fold. She just starts doing that, and I'm just like, pounding the buzz.
Let me the fuck in.
The lady opens the door, looks at the lady, and I said, please let me in. And I come in and I just start laughing. And she goes, yeah, that happens a lot around here. And I'm just like, why? This is no. This, yeah.
Yeah, that, I saw a bunch of people fent folding like all in one day, and I'm going, what the hell is going on today? I saw I live in a small area, but I saw like 3 or 4 people fent folding. 2 of them were right next to each other. One was standing, leaning forward, and the other one was like sitting on like a half wall, just like completely swamped. And I'm like, are we alive? We good? Everybody good? And then I had like down the road, I like drove down the road, made a right, driving home on the main road. And then there were people there. They weren't fent folding or anything, but they were on like opposite sides of this 4-lane, technically it's a highway, like yelling at each other, I think. I'm not sure, because the dude was yelling, but then there was a chick over here yelling too, and I think they were yelling. I'm going, man, y'all people are crazy. I'm going home.
I know. I was like, help. I don't like this.
Yeah. No, yeah. Jude always calls it the fence slump, and then Kyra started calling it the fent fold. So I was like, there we go. That one works.
Yeah. I feel like the fold was very accurate for what I was seeing. It's almost very like Exorcist style. So that's why I was just like, let me in.
It's crazy. It's fucking creepy how, like, especially when they do that and they're standing, you're like, are you alive? Are you dead? Are we going to zombify? What's going on here?
I got enough poison on me right now to fight you, but I don't want to.
I will spray you into fights.
Hit you with my B&G. Dung. But yeah. But
some CB80
anyway.
To the eyes.
Exactly.
Bet that shit would hurt though.
Yeah, it would. It
smells bad enough.
Oh my god. That'd be awful. But anyway, tonight we are talking about make yourself proud. The proud moments of life and career and all things pest control and beyond.
Yeah, I think we got mainly career-ish ones. Okay, I think that's what I went for. But, I mean, if we would have just went with life, majority of people would have said, you know, becoming a parent and getting married, stuff like that. So I figured more career-based would be fun.
Yeah,
but life is full of proud moments as well. And, of course, you know, I'm sure you will share this one with me. It's becoming a mother.
Exactly. Yes, yes.
Like, how fun. Even though, you know, mine are older and I want to strangle them sometimes. Like, Brandon had to talk me down about, I don't know, 15 minutes before getting on here. I was just like, I was going to strangle them both. He's like, it's okay. Hell, he almost became in part of the strangle, too, because he kind of, like, shoved it away. But he didn't mean to, but I took it that way because I was already so frustrated. So, like, what he said just made it sound like he didn't care. But then he's like, no, that's not what I meant, blah, blah, blah. You know, and he's like, I meant it like this. It just came out wrong. And I'm like, I'm so just right now. Yeah. And then he's super tired. He barely slept last night. Oh, it was like a whole thing like 15 minutes ago.
Yep. Kids be doing that, yo.
Kids be kidding.
Yep.
Sure. We'll go with that one.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. So I posted these And the very, very first one I got, I think it was like in like 3 minutes of me posting it, says, anytime I get to point at the label to save my own ass from having to do something dumb that was requested. That's always a proud moment. Like,
yes.
No joke. I want you to do this. No. No.
Yep. Doing yourself a proud by saving your ass.
Right? No, I've had somebody wanting me to do, I can't even remember what the hell it was. And I'm like, I can't do that. That's against my label. But I don't care what your label says. Okay. I care what my label says because it is literally the law. It's not my law. But it's my law, though. I'm the one applying said pesticide, not you. And then, and then the response was, well, give it to me. I'll do it. No.
Go out and buy it yourself, then.
Yeah. No.
Down, doggy. Another one we got was passing the ACE exam, which I think that. Something to be super proud of because that's
super proud.
Incredibly hard. I recently just started a study group and I'm going into this under the pretense that I may never ever pass it. Mm-hmm. You know, I may never even take it, but I'm going to continue to study and stuff just because I think it's fun.
Yeah.
And I think it's something I do want to do. And I think anybody who does want to do it should.
Yeah.
But...
And then, at the same time, if you don't ever want to have your ACE, don't get it. It doesn't make you less of a tech.
Exactly.
Doesn't make anybody with an ACE bitter than you.
Yeah.
So they can recite off Latin names for a lot of it.
I was about to say, like, from what I'm learning already, there is some applicable stuff. Like, last night we were talking about, like, ants, how... Mm-hmm. It's important to be able to identify the type of ant, blah, 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 blah. But, like, you don't have to know the Latin name for it to, you know. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah.
No, that's one of the things. Like, and don't get me wrong, every ace that I do know is genuinely a pretty good person.
Yes.
But, like, you get some of these people that I don't know if they have an ace or not. I'm just going to assume that they don't. But, like, you'll be like, oh, this is a German roach. And then they have to give you the fucking Latin name. And I'm going, I don't give a shit. I don't care. Or like, I'm like, well, that looks like a radis. Okay. Why do I care?
I was about to say, especially in our industry, is that especially given the region or whatever, like my region, we only have 3 different kinds of cockroaches. I mean,
I got
like,
one.
And maybe it's a little more important for areas that have, like, tons, I don't know.
Yeah, they, like, get them all or get, like, 10 of them or, yeah.
Because then you might have to know, like, the subspecies and just the families that they're in and whatnot. But a German cockroach for me is 9 times out of 10 what I'm finding.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a cockroach. But no, like I said, there are some very cool aces out there, but you also do have the very huge dickhead ones too. Those are the ones I don't like. Even if you don't have an ace and you're a dickhead, I still don't like you.
I was about to say, dickhead be dickhead.
Dickheads be dickheading. Oh, God. Okay, so the next one was, roof rat got delivered to a 15-acre in-size warehouse, 15-acre area, 40 feet tall, with racking spanning each direction. Oh, God. 14 months and 1,500 traps later, I killed the rat was definitely one of those days. Holy hell. Now, I'm not discrediting your story. Are we 100% sure it was that rat, though? At 14 months? Are we 100% sure it was that rat? Just wondering. I'm not discrediting your story?
No, no.
Not at
no.
all. Is your
We're
story?
Just...
But that is a hell, 15 acres worth of a fucking warehouse? Ooh. Ooh. That is a lot. Like, that's my day. I'm done. I'm doing that and I'm going home.
That was like when I worked for the diamond and had to do the steel mill. It was like that big and that pretty much was my day. That and another warehouse. So that's rough.
Oh,
that's a lot of steps.
Yeah, that's definitely a time to be wearing that Fitbit or Apple Watch or whatever other smartwatch.
Yep. And that's why I've gained weight since being at Trio, because we don't do any big places like that.
Well, tell Brad to jump on it. There's got to be big places there.
He's actually on it. I won't spoil his surprise on here, but yeah.
Nice, yay.
Yeah, exactly. He's getting me some places to walk around. Another one said, passed my CERT test with 97% beating my uncle's score on his GHP CERT test score, who holds the GHP license for our office.
Nice.
Nice.
It's always fun when it's like that friendly competition.
Yeah.
Because like everybody's having fun with it then, you know? Because then it's like if you're the one that got beat out with the score, you can always just like go to the other person and be like, well, you're the obviously smarty pants. You go take care of this.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we had another one that was passed my certs with a higher score than my stepdad, who taught me everything. Love seeing the next gen of ladies coming up and surpassing those who taught them. Now, if we could only get them to retire.
That's great. That's cute. Especially, I work with a bunch of already retired people who came back to work, so.
I know, I was going to say that, but I was like, I don't know if I should. But yeah, I was going to say, if they all retire, if they retire again, you're going to have an empty office. You'll have lots of work to do, though.
I was about to say, I might be overworked, yeah. That's Bill pointed at his sign the other day on the outside of the building that says, like, 50 years of experience or whatever. And he was like, it's more like 150 years of experience now. Hey, I added 5 to that.
because he probably counts his own, too.
Yeah.
And then Brad and all the other guys, I know some of their names, I just not going to say them.
Yeah, I got funny. There's 5 of them total, and they're all either retired or close to retirement and have done pest control most of their lives.
So they're probably up there in the 150 years. So 155, got to add yours into.
I was about to say, I'm just like the little garnish on top.
Hey, man, sometimes you need that garnish.
Exactly. It is incredible to be around that much wisdom. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I can see how that would be like super cool and also super frustrating because, well, I'm sorry, men be menning and they are very stuck in their ways, especially older men. Hell, my husband is the same way. He is very stuck to his ways. I have worked him out of some of them, but you know, me and you both, we were brought up very IPM heavy. So we try doing that and they're just like, no, spray it. No.
Right. And I was in another chat group where they were talking about hiring and they were like, yeah, sometimes it's better to just hire like a young kid and train them instead of taking on people with bad habits from other companies. And I had to laugh inside because like, Bill is thriving with these guys that have a wide variety of like years and years. Like one was with the Big T for a long time, one was Red Diamond a long time. So like just saying that you don't want to hire somebody with previous pest control experience because you want to assume their problems or whatever is kind of stupid because pest control be pest control. It's more like getting the right person with the right core values.
Yeah.
Anything can be trained out of somebody, you know?
Yeah. Like, so. It really can. But I understand both sides of that coin.
Yep.
Getting that fresh one, because then it's no bad habits, nothing like that. They're going to train them exactly how you want them to work. But at the same time, getting somebody who has other training can teach you something new that you're like, I never thought of it that way. We'll start implementing that into everybody, you know?
Yeah.
So you really got to see.
Yeah.
I think it's more the person than the training that they have.
I was about to say that because with Donnie and Marie, I learned a lot of bad habits that once it was taught out of me, I was like, oh yeah, good riddance. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah, I could see how that could be good or bad either way. It's you got to take the person, not their training. Not even really their experience, just the person.
It's those prejudice notions you make about people before you even meet them that really fucks you up as a company because you could be losing a gem just because you're too rigid.
Yeah. Just because I want the new guy.
Yep. I don't want that Red Diamond because they're trash. Screw you.
Screw you, man.
It's a staircase, okay? We're, you know, and those who want to work at the Red Diamond forever, you know. But
yeah, you,
yeah.
My theory on everybody is you do you, boo. As long as it ain't That's hurting right. me, hurting my children, I don't give a fuck.
That's right. Facts. Somebody also said, when I started 8 years ago, I was hired as a swing tech in a mom and pop that had been around for 70 years. I trained in the lawn department, the rodent department, and pest control department. While doing exclusion in an attic, I fell through the ceiling and got badly bruised. I declined to move just into the pest control department because that manager really pushed for me to go full-time there. I had been at that company about 9 months. I transferred into PC in May. They put me on production, which gave me an average of 19% per job. I was a few months in and decided to see how everyone was doing. So I put out in the chat that it was noon and I was at 1K in production. The bubble blew up, and how could that be? Long story short, techs went from pulling in 700 to 800 in a day and being happy to pulling in 1200 to 1300 a day and being even happier. I changed the direction of the company by doing this, and by using hashtag all in every chance I got. The hashtag spread throughout the company, and they gave me the employee of the year just for hustling. I currently have the logo of that company on my arm because it was bought by a larger company.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
See, I know in PCHD we have a very strict no pay talk, and I completely understand it. There's 11,000 people in there. It can get crazy real fast. But in your own company, I always hated, no matter what type of job you have, I'm like, oh, we can't discuss pay. Bullshit. Absolute bullshit. Because that's how people get fucked up because I could have got hired at the exact same time for the exact same job as Jenny, and they're offering me $20 an hour, but offer her $25, and neither of us would ever know. We would just assume the other one was making exactly what we're making.
Yep.
That's not okay. Pay discussion is fine. But, you know, with 11,000 people on social media, not okay.
Yeah, and then that also raises red flags to bosses to try to come join it and see what's going on. And
I can't think of a time when pay has been brought up in the Pestrogen group, but with us being at the lower number that we are, I don't see it being an issue.
Yes.
Until it becomes an issue. Like, I don't think we would have a problem with it unless it did become an issue. Then we would go strictly to the no pay talk. You want to talk pay, you go into private messages. That's neither here nor there.
Yeah. And I think it's important for women to discuss it because we're generally underpaid. And I know that's debatable, but
it's
good to talk about it.
Well, especially in like a field like this that is like very male heavy dominated. Definitely. Yes. Okay, so the next one is a one-liner. So I'm going to read that one and the next one, just so I don't get to read a one line and then you have to read a long ass one again. Okay, so we had a one liner of, I didn't shit my pants all last month. Good job. Pat on the back.
Was all that right. Russell?
No, that one wasn't Russell. We do have one from him, but I won't say which one because we're not saying names of anybody.
All right.
Okay, so the next story is a completely different person. Who knows? This person could have shit their pants. We don't know. Okay, in an 18-hour span, turned a mouse and rat-infested store around. They failed their health inspection and were being shut down. They called me saying they had 24 hours to improve and asked how much I would charge. I spent the whole day there trapping, killing, sealing, cleaning. Inspector showed up and gave them the best possible grade they could receive. His next one is a client who had gone through three prior companies called me saying no one could get rid of his spiders and ants. Took a few services, and now he doesn't deal with either of those. Nice. And for the last story from this person, but for personal pride, I have a beautiful elderly blind lady who has poor health and needed help with rodent control. I made a weekend of it and sealed her house free of charge, and check in on her occasionally to make sure she's still doing good. I absolutely adore Angie and her horrible sense of humor.
That's
I love
adorable.
That. I love being able to do stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. I just did an ant job for a house of one of my clients. Not my clients. One of my contacts, her own personal house. We did a spider job for her, and then a bunch of ants started coming in to her daughter's playroom. So I went and took care of it. I used like a quart of WSG, whatever, and then like a gram placement of ant bait.
Right.
But yeah, she's like, well, how much am I going to owe you? I'm like, nothing. You're fine. You're still in your 30 days. Technically, I realized that afterwards she was one day outside of it. But she had told right. us about the issue prior to the 30 days. But her schedule to our schedule, it just made sense to do it the day that I did it. Yeah. But yes, but she's like, it feels weird not paying you for your service. And I'm like, but you've already have paid me. You're fine. But it's
right.
like, it's fun. It's nice being able to do things like that sometimes. And it always throws yeah. people off because everybody... Mm-hmm. just assumes you're in the service industry, you're money hungry. Obviously, I need to get paid for jobs.
Right.
But, I mean, a quart of WSG isn't going to break the bank.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. That's awesome. I love this. I did get the permission to list the name of this one person. So this is the overlord of PCHD, Mr. Sir Harvey, my cheese father.
Cheddar Pops.
Cheddar Pops. Cheddar Pop.
Papa Provolo.
So he says, the thing I'm most proud of had so little to do with actual jobs that I had done in pest control and so much to do with four words. Pest Control Humor Depot. When it all started back in 2020, how could I have had any idea what it would become? It started as a place to post memes about the job and be available for anyone to contribute and grew into a community. PCHD has produced so many interesting characters and is traditions such as Floorboard Friday, two podcasts, and our beloved 1125. People have been able to find employment through PCHD as well as support, advice, coaching in a manner that is light and non-judgmental. Cheesebag Nation has brought me more pride than anything else I have done in the pest control industry, and I am thankful for all those who made it happen.
Cheesebag Nation!
Cheesebag Nation! Woo! I love it. That's adorbs.
I tell my dog that she's an honorary cheesebag because literally anytime I actually open a bag of cheese, she's right there. So I'm like, can you just, like, are you just like part cheesebag? What are we doing here?
Yes, yes.
But no, I completely agree with that. Like, you even said you found employment through PCHD.
Yep.
I mean, besides everything that he has mentioned, me and you
twice.
Got to... Yeah. Yeah, very true. Me and you got to meet even online and in person, and now we do this. I mean, I've made friendships with people that I never in a million years would have even known. Like, yeah. I have family all across the United States now. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. All from a tiny little group that he made that is now 11,000 strong.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that it's the lighthearted side of pest control, but also has all these insanely knowledgeable people, but they're willing to like laugh and have a good time. Oops.
What are you trying to break?
Things. And break things. But yes.
But no, it is great that stuff like that, like... So like, social media is great and it sucks all at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Let's see. Our next one is, my proudest moments happen each time someone I have trained explains an issue to a customer and is professional, articulate, and educated on the subject matter. Or seeing someone you train surpass you in their career. I just want to see everyone happy, healthy, and successful. That's got to be, like, I kind of have that with Kyra because pretty much all of Kyra's pesticide training has come from me and Brandon too. But like she mainly works with me when she's out working. So like her spraying technique and all that stuff has come from me. So it's really great to see. It really is. I know that feeling. I'm like, yay. Because I have nobody to train. I have no employees besides my own children. But, you know, so it is kind of fun to, like, see stuff like that. It is still super, super funny when she opens up an Evo and there's a dead stinking ass rat in there, like, especially in the summer. Yeah, because she'll open it and go, "Hut!" I'm like, you got a fresh one?
We're not so fresh.
Right?
Been there a minute.
It didn't stay fresh, cheese bags.
It did not stay fresh. But that fits so well because you're family pest control. So yes. It's adorable. Yes.
That's what we're kind of hoping for. Like, we understand everybody wants to be like the next millionaire. I just want to be able to live and be comfortable. And I really do want to keep it family. Now, if Jude decides to take it over and, you know, he doesn't have his own kids at that time or his kids don't want to deal with it, whatever, and he actually hires outside of technically family, I'm not going to tell him he can't.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Especially if you guys grow to the size where you can't.
Yeah. Yeah. If we grow to that size, then obviously I'm going to have to worry about something, but... I'm also trying to keep it where we're not killing ourselves and work, and then not be able to enjoy the kids that we have or the life that we have, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
One thing I am proud of, I don't know if that's a proud of, but I extend pride to the Spanglers of SpanglerArt.com because they have made some amazing products.
I know, we can be pretty proud of these.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm proud of Tony and his wife for making these awesome, awesome things.
Are you proud of Jack's penis?
Penis. Okay, I am not proud of his penis. That's my brother, okay? I am proud that he mentions me in every one of his goddamn podcasts. All because I told him one time that every time he says it, like, I'll be driving, and I'm like, penis! And I start laughing while I'm driving. So, you know, I told him, I was like, you have to say it in every podcast. I was joking, but now he does. But that's what brothers are for, though, right?
Exactly. Yes.
You got an older brother. I do as well.
Yep.
They like to razz you. So now I have another older brother that freaking razzes me. But I love him for it. But yeah, these are from SpanglerArt.com. Obviously, this is not real pictures. This is AI generated. But he does real ones, too. And labels and anything your heart can desire. We have
labels.
Yep, there's the labels for Liquitox and any... God, he's done labels for everything. They also do 15-ounce ceramic mugs now. I do have mine. I promised Jenny I would not show it off because she has hers at home. It's just not with her, so they will be shown off next week. So stay tuned for that. But they're awesome. They're great. They got a nice big handle on them. I do not have small hands, people. My phone dropped, sorry. I do not have small hands. All four of my fingers can get in this... handle and hold it. It's not the weird only a couple fingers fit and then you got to contort your hands around it. It's great. And it's a ceramic mug. I mean, there's nothing crazy about it that way that it's gonna keep your drinks hot like the tumbler or anything like that. But the tumblers do, though. They will keep your hot drinks hot and your cold drinks cold. At SpanglerArt.com, go get you one.
Yes. Join the Spangler Club.
Yeah. We're gonna have to think of a name for that.
Yes. Yes. So
yes.
What's a moment you are most proud of?
I think I had one where the lady was like having a bad time with rodents, as they all do, I swear. And she had had like the multiple companies coming and trying. And, you know, when you're trying to fix a vent with half inch hardware cloth that the mice are just going to run right through. And she was having a mouse problem. It was not rats. It was mice. But the other companies kept telling her they were rats. So she told us they were rats. And, you know, going and inspecting and we're finding mice droppings. I'm going, these are mice. You need to be a little house mice.
Right.
Little fuckers. Changed out all of her vent screens to the proper ones. Put out some stations. Filled up some holes. She never saw another friggin' mouse in her house. Luckily, when we sealed it all, they were outside. Thank God. I don't even think we caught one in. No, we caught two in the crawl space. But everything else was caught outside. Like a month and a half later, no more issues. Not a thing. And then she stayed with us, changed it to general pest. And now she has no problems. And like, as I tell everybody here, because everybody always is like, I saw ants. I had ants. I'm like, I swear to God, all of the Oregon coast used to just be an anthill. And then we just decided we were going to build on it. So they happen. Some people have it worse than others. Some people have never had ants in their house, and they always knock on wood after they tell me that. I'm waiting for one of them to knock on the wood, and it just disintegrates because they got termites or carpenter ants in there or something. Like, well, you got other issues. But I was like, she was like damn near in tears that these rodents had gone away. I was just like,
that's awesome.
I mean, that's what we do. That's what we're here for. That's why you hired us. But she was, because she was so frustrated with the other ones that they were getting no results, like literally none. And I'm going, because you put no barrier. A physical barrier is going to help more than anything.
Right.
But when you just make their hole a little bit smaller, but they can still just run right through it, there's no stopping them.
Right.
Ugh.
Yep. That is something to be super proud of. I love that moment when you take care of something other people couldn't.
Yeah. And it was still like super early on in me doing this too. So it was like one of my first like big win situations besides like, oh, I killed your ants on your inside, or I stopped the spiders, you know, because rodents, like, I can't think of a whole lot of people who actually enjoy rodents, especially wild ones. Right. But especially for them, like, all over your food and on your stuff, and then they're pooping and peeing and bleh.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to see that shit. So, yeah, being able to do that, like, so early on in my career. Obviously, I had Brandon there with me helping. But he, that was one of, like, my first ones where he really had me do it. Or he, I took the lead, as he calls it. But, you know, I'd say, like, hey, should we do this? Should we do that? Obviously, like, bouncing my idea off of him for him to be like, yeah, that's perfect. Or, no, let's not do that just yet. Let's try this first. And, you know, that's how he trained me. But...
yes.
It was super cool. Like, I really enjoyed
that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a proud moment for me as well. It's something similar since I've been with Trio, was that one yellow jacket nest in the crawl space that all the other big companies couldn't get. Even though the client came in with me and everything, but he was super cool. But I took care of it for him after the previous company couldn't, multiple tries, and he signed up for a quarterly service with us after that. So
nice.
I cannot wait to go back and meet his wife. His wife wasn't there that time, so it's one of those proud moments where you're just, like, so excited that they're now a, like, forever client, too.
It's it wasn't just, like, a one and done.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I did, like, another proud moment, and this has nothing to do with the actual job. But, like, when you have gone to somebody's house so often that their dog just, like, gets excited to see you now, you're just like, yay!
No!
That was one of mine today. It's a Doberman named Mariah. Now, she's, like, the first Doberman I actually ever have, like, been in contact with. So when I first met her, and she's barking, she's got her hair raised. I'm like, oh, please don't eat me. But, you know, her... the client's like, oh, no, she's super nice. And I'm like, yeah, everybody always says that. Mm. But no, she really is, though. She's, like, the best thing. But and she's a monthly one only because her wife is like, I want you guys here all the time. And I'm, okay, you don't need it monthly, but whatever. You want to pay for it, that's fine.
Right.
And even her, so, like, the client that I usually see, she's like, I know you don't need to be here all the time, but whatever.
Well,
I was like, hey, I'm not going to argue. I get to see your dog every month. I'm cool.
Right.
But yeah, I knock on the door. She starts barking. I go, Mariah. And she instantly stops. And then the lady will open the door. And her little nub tail is just shaking. And I just love it. Because I'm just like, she was like really, really standoffish with me. Like the first two visits. And now she's just like, hey, you're my best friend.
Hey, bestie.
Right?
That's so cute. That's so cute.
Speaking of dogs, how's your doggy doing? I have not asked you that one in a long time.
She is good, but she has, what's it called? Where they like pair with one human. I don't know, but she is all about my husband. So she's not my dog.
Yeah.
And she loves him, and I suspect some abuse in her lifetime because I think she's just scared of everything and everyone, and she just only wants to be with her safe human.
Yeah. So,
but she's good. She's healthy and adorable, and I can get her to love on me if I play ball with her.
Right. Well, there you go.
But, exactly. She's blue heeler, and she's super cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, has having her and then being around, you know, more residentials and stuff, has that helped with your dog anxiety?
It has. And it's so funny you mentioned that, because me and Bill sat and talked at length about dog encounters and stuff. I'm always, for the rest of my life, probably going to be apprehensive to, like, my limbs around. Like, I don't reach out and pet a dog unless I'm, like, 1,000,000% sure it's cool with me. So, yeah. Like, when I'm around clients' dogs and they're like, oh, they're nice or whatever, but I'm getting kind of some vibes, and it's probably because I'm scared, but I'll do the whole, like, bringing my hands close to me and mm-hmm. up, and, like, so I'm still a little apprehensive. I mean, so many dog attacks, and you just, I don't know, it's like wanting to go around bears again or something. Right. Like, I don't know. But
well, no, I completely get that, because since working, I've been bit between working and then being at the dog park. I've been bit 3 or 4 times now, and it's always on my fucking fingers.
Yep.
It's like the worst place.
Yeah.
But twice today, one with a collie that has never met me. And then the client even told me that he is a little reactive. So I was like, And then the other one was with a different Doberman, not the one I was just talking about. She was at the same house, but neither of the clients were home. So this dog is meeting me for the first time in her backyard. And I kind of took her by surprise, because she wasn't outside at first. So I went and did my stuff, and I came back around, and she was on the back deck, and we just kind of face to face almost. And I'm like, hi. Oh, my God. I'm like, you're not Mariah.
Don't eat me.
Yeah. So I'm standing there, because I had my rodent bag on. So it's a sling bag. So both times with both of these dogs, I stuck my hands like at my back, like hiding underneath my backpack. So they're just out of the way so they can't get bitten, and then right. You know, none of that weirdness to the dog that, like, you know, if they are, like, previously beaten or something, that hands are bad, they're gonna hit, they're gonna hurt, stuff like that, which, not saying that either of these dogs were,
right,
but yeah, I was just talking to her, just had my hands behind my back, because, like, she was standing in between me and my escape. I'm going,
yeah.
Can I leave? Are we good? We're friends. And anytime I'd walk, she'd start to bark a little bit. And one of those big gusts of winds came through that I was telling you about, and it scared her. Like, she jumped. And I was like, oh, you're just a big baby. Okay, we're good. You jumped over the wind. Yeah, we're okay. But she did eventually come up and, like, sniffed up and down my leg. I still never pet her just because her owners weren't home. Because, like, that's all that's running through my mind at that moment is this damn dog is going to, like, start attacking me. I highly doubt she would have, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going crazy with the thought. I'm going to be stuck here. This dog's trying to eat me. Luckily, the neighbors know me because they are also my client, and they know I have to be over there here soon. So maybe they'll hear it because she's usually outside.
Yep. Well, that's so cute.
But none of that happened. The dog's good. But, yeah.
Yay.
It was so funny, though, because I was just like, twice in one day, I had to tuck my hands behind my back. Or the other thing I'll do is, because, like I said, I wear a sling bag. I'll hold on to the strap of my sling bag, so my hands are up here.
Yep.
Yeah. Just, so it's like, yeah, it's like, get them out of the way, and then we just don't have to worry anymore.
Yes.
But yeah, the other pup, the first one, the reactive one, he wouldn't come out of the house. Like, he acted like he wanted to, and when she opened the door, she was like, if he comes out, just don't pet him. And I'm like, no problem. So then I just tucked my hands back, and he just never came out. So we're like, cool. So she closed the door, and I was like, you're still a cutie pie, though.
That's cute. I would have to say another thing that I'm proud of myself for in my career is my overcoming imposter syndrome to network. Because there for the longest time, my friends there with PCHD, you guys were my safe space. And when we decided to do Pestrogen and the podcast and everything, which none of that, I'm like, oh, I'm the founder or anything like that. That was a group thing. Me, you, and Paula. And, you know, with Pestrogen, the group, that was a group decision and all that. But I'm proud of myself for stepping out and, like, networking with people, because that can be, that's definitely out of my character.
Yeah.
But it's something that I've wanted to do, and you can learn a lot from working from people and stuff. So, but
yeah. No, and it seems like as, like, well, the almost year now, so with Pestrogen and the podcast both, has gone on, you have gotten more confident in your ability to network with people. And you've gotten more confident in just yourself as a person and a tech.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not like, oh, is it okay if I talk to this person? Are they going to be okay with me talking to them? You're just like, fuck you, bitch. How you doing?
Right, exactly. And then I have been invited into social situations where I wonder if, like, are you just, like, is this to make fun of me? Like, it's like, fuck it. I'm going to try it out, you know?
Yeah.
And which, like, old Jenny would have never. Like, I would have been like, nope, I see danger. Fuck you. So...
Warning, warning.
Exactly. Like, I trust no one.
No, but you run into a lot of shit just head first anymore. And I am so proud of you for that. Because you're like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to start that. And I'm whoa, girl. Calm down.
There's one a spaceship to Mars? I'm going to Mars.
Doing pest control on the moon.
I'm going to go with Katy Perry to the moon.
I'm an astronaut.
Come back and kiss the ground.
God.
Dramatically with some vitamin T.
Yeah.
Fipronil. I'll be the first lady to take Fipronil to the moon.
He's walking out there holding it. Try to pour it and it just... So there's no ants in space now. Look, I fixed it.
Exactly.
No termites either. Don't worry about it.
That's right.
Oh my God. Okay, where were we? Oh,
yes.
When I took my registration exam in Georgia, I got a 95. It was the highest score my employer had seen. They put it up on the bulletin board in the office with a sign. When I took my GA certified operator exam 3 years later, I was the only service manager to pass all three categories in one sitting for a total of 298 questions. I was also the only woman on the crew, so it made it extra.
Yeah.
That's hell yeah. You.
Love it. I know. I don't even know the name on that, but I know who that was, and she's a badass.
Yes.
Love it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that one and then the next two all came from Pestrogen.
Nice. This one's kind of similar, too. In August 2018, passed my ACE exam on the first try. The time, I was the only female in Kansas to hold the credential. Backstory. I decided to get my ACE after knowing my then supervisor, who was a piece of shit, failed twice. I didn't tell anyone in the company until I needed to register a proctor. Said proctor was an individual who helped write some of the questions. When I was done testing and saw my passing score, the proctor yelled, "You don't know a damn thing about ants and termites." The icing on the cake was the signature on my ACE certificate. I don't know if I should put the name, but
yeah,
my friend...
Not.
Yeah, my friend, coworker, and the only entomologist I have on speed dial.
That's awesome. That is just badass.
What a feat.
You know that. You don't know a damn thing about ants and termites. You know that was literally said like that. Like that
exactly.
Sarcastic-y. Mm-hmm, obviously, you don't know shit.
Obviously.
Bitch, please. Bitch, please.
Pass it first try. Right.
First try. You don't hear that very often with the ACE.
No. Right. Yep.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like, yeah. Yeah, Morgan Kerr didn't even pass hers her first time. Or one of the like categories in it, she didn't pass the first time. And then she just decided to never take it again because she didn't care. So I'm like, hey, man, whatever. Because once again, you don't need some letters behind your name to prove that you know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right.
I still really enjoy watching people argue with her, though. It's like the highlight of my day when I see it. Because I'm like, are you kidding? Seriously? You're going to argue? It's like, it's not like you people are new to this. How have you not noticed her name constantly with, especially in like certain groups, she'll have group expert on there. Shut the fuck up and listen to her. Don't argue. So Brandon has started to do what I do is like he'll see whatever it is, he'll guess what it is, what he thinks it is, and he's like, oh, let's see what Morgan Kerr has to say. And I think like the last four or five times he's done that, he has gotten it right. Well, same answer as her, so right.
Yeah.
And every time he sees her name and it's what he said, he's like, fuck yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, there was one where he said it was something and he scrolled through and he's like, no, no, these people are wrong. These people are wrong. And then Morgan's was on there and he's like, oh shit, well, I'm wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
No argument about it. He's just like, yep, I was wrong.
Yep.
Because if she said it was this, well, then that's what the fuck it is.
Yes.
Because not trying to get into the male and female thing here, but have you noticed that if, like, I won't even say his name because we don't talk about him a whole lot, but if certain other male, like ace and entomologists and anything, say that something is this because of these characteristics and this, that, and the other, everybody just accepts it. People won't argue about it. They're just like, oh, thank you so much for the answer. Now, if she says it, they're like, no, it's not. It's this. It's that. What do you know? Blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, the glorious, go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Show me on the doll where I hurt you. Or where the right answer hurt you.
Yep. I love how sarcastic she can get, especially since I've been told by a man before that. It's like statistically shown that women don't understand sarcasm.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Try me, bitch.
Right? Well, you obviously haven't seen her stuff. And I know he has seen it because I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I know he has seen her stuff.
Yeah.
Bitch is sarcastic as shit and I love it.
I know. Oh, my God.
And that bitch was in the nicest way possible, Morgan, if you happen to be listening to this. Yes. I think you're an amazing person.
Yes. And I had the pleasure of thanking her for sticking up, well, for just being kind when somebody else was like, you can't be serious, you thought that.
I hate that, like, shit. I hate those when they're like, do you really think it's that? I wouldn't have said it if I didn't, but okay.
You must not be a good pest controller.
Yeah, that one
Because of a shitty picture that you're not even there in person.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a blurry picture. You can't tell size. Maybe it's something that's not in your region either. You're just taking a shot in the dark because, hey, I think this is what I've seen before.
Yeah,
or you associate it with something that is in your region because that's what you see.
Exactly. Especially cockroaches, because for my region, it's like 99% is going to be a German cockroach.
Yep.
But, yes.
That's how it is here, too. That's,
yep.
Yeah, it was one of the ones with Morgan was the damn cockroach. Everybody's saying it's German. She said it was not. I can't remember what it was. One I've never heard of before. So it wasn't like a brown bandit or anything like that. But everybody was just like, it's a German roach. Cause I even thought it was. Because that's just what I saw. But then she pointed out how it's different. And I'm going, okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
I see that
Love
now.
That.
My bad. Because I think she even did like a side-by-side. This is your typical German roach, like what you think of. Does it see the difference? Okay. And it happens. But like to shame somebody because they got it wrong, like just scroll by it. Or
I was about to say, the energy it took you to spew that hate is just remarkable.
Right? When you could have just been like, to yourself or to the person sitting next to you. Yeah, this person got it wrong. This. Scroll.
Right.
Or if you're on your computer, you just go like this.
Yep.
People, I swear. Sometimes it's like the most toxic community at the same time as being the coolest one as well, is the pest control community.
It is. It is.
It really
because
is.
There's a lot of people that have worked incredibly hard for where they've gotten in their lives and in their careers.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. But some people will like carry that cross too far.
Yeah.
And act like they're the savior. Like, it's like,
you're not that special. But
working hard is a part of life. And I commend you for your wisdom and your service in the industry, but step it back a peg.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Just roll it back just once.
Yep. Kindness is free.
Yes. Okay. So the last story that we had says, bear with me. I can get long-winded. Hey, me too. I'm the only female tech at my company. And the time of this incident, I had only been there for 2 years, with most of the guys having been there longer. We have a board on our hallway that shows everyone's production numbers for the month. I don't know if I like that a whole lot. I mean, yeah, I could. Okay, I don't know. I have a love-hate relationship with this board. There we go. Love it when my numbers are high, hate it when they're low. And there's a guy I work with who's always on the top of this board and gets upset when he's not. He happens to walk up while I was looking at the board one day and says, "Your numbers are looking pretty good. I never thought you'd blast. To be honest, I'd figured they'd let you run a route for a month and send you to the office." Ugh. That flipped my FU switch hard. We only had 3 days left that month at this point. Needless to say, I worked my ass off those last 3 days. Not only did I beat the asshole who made that comment, I beat everyone that month. The little girl they thought wouldn't last a month beat all their asses. My supervisor was so proud of me, he bought me a new flow zone. I keep a picture of that board on my phone to remind me that I can do the damn thing. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because don't make a stupid fucking comment. Women are petty. We are pettier than shit. We might not physically fight you. We will mentally fuck your world up. We will. And you won't even realize it until it is too fucking late. We will mentally fuck you up.
The amount of salt we carry. We are salty.
Salt bae. No, we do, man. Like, I won't even try to fucking deny it. I am a petty ass bitch sometimes. And even my kids will point it out to me. They're like, "Mom, seriously?" I'm like, "What?"
Sometimes it's merited.
It is, because, like I said, we are not physical fighters, but we will fuck your world up mentally. And you just have to sit and take it. Because what are you going to do about it then? What, are you going to come hit me? Yeah. And I'm all for the, you know, people keeping their fucking hands to themselves.
Yes.
But, you know, and I'm all for the, you know, men shouldn't hit women. But if a woman's going to start a fight like a man, then by all means, knock their asses out. I am the same way. If I'm going to start a fight with a dude, he better knock me the fuck out. If Brandon doesn't get to him first, because, well, that's just the kind of dude he is.
Right. Don't put your hands on nobody.
Yeah. But, I mean, what are you really going to do when someone's mentally fucking with you? Because, for one, you got to prove it. Because, like, what, if he would have tried to complain, what was he going to say? She worked too hard?
Right.
That should have been my flow zone, because I'm the best to steal. Like, nope. There's nothing to add to that, because it's the truth. There's nothing you can do about getting mentally fucked. I mean, you can show a physical bruise. You can show, you know, the black eye, the broken nose, the busted lip, whatever. How are you going to show a fucking mental brain scar because you got brain fucked?
Yep, exactly. That's like... Recently, somebody joked with me that I got something because I'm a woman, and they said it in the way of, "Oh, I wish I could grow a pair of tits and I would do whatever." Well, eventually I ended up saying, like, "Guess what? I got such and such, and I got nice tits." Like,
yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I don't remember the whole conversation, but I remember that, because I was just like, "Yeah, that's my girl." Same. Fuck you. Work for that shit. And I got a nice pair of titties to go with him. So double fuck
so
you.
Fuck you. It's that mind fuck.
Mm-hmm. And there's really, like, no way to explain it. There's not like, "Oh, we sit and we scheme and we think of this stuff and what we're going to do." It just kind of comes to you in the moment. And you're like, "Yeah, there we go." Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Because Brandon's asked me that one before. He's like, "You know, when you're going to get in a physical fight... You know, you think about it, how you're going to approach it, what you're going to do, blah, 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 blah." He's like, "So what do you do when you're going to, like, you know, mentally fight someone?" I'm like, "It just kind of comes to you."
Yep.
It really does. It just, you can just be doing the most mundane thing, taking a shower, cooking dinner or whatever. And then you're like, "Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, there we go. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And this is going to lead to that." You will think of every fucking situation and have an answer to what's happening. To keep that mental fuck going.
Yep. That is also anxiety.
Yes.
That's what I do. Thinking about shit. Overthinking about shit.
Yes. Yes. I've had to help Kyra with that one. Because now that she's older, she's got to do things for herself. Because I was always her voice. I was always at her doctor's appointments. This is how she's feeling. This. It's, they would ask her the question. I would answer it. And I'm realizing I've got to stop doing this.
Yeah.
But she's gone to, well, one, be next Friday will be two doctor's appointments by herself. She had to get her official transcripts from her high school and her college to get sent over to Columbus State. And so she had to do that by herself. So she's had to deal with lots of different situations. And it's great when she comes home and she rants to me about how these people act. And she's like, why are people so mean? I'm so full of joy and whimsy. Why is everybody so mean to me? And I said, because people are assholes. So right, we'll just start with that. Welcome to the world.
Welcome to public.
As in, two, a lot of people can feel that you're full of joy and whimsy just by looking at you because you got like the brightly colored hair, you got your lip piercings, you're just a fun looking person. And if they're not a fun person, they'll hate you for it without ever talking to you. They will hate that you have joy because they don't, you know, even if it's just for that day because they had some shit day or whatever, they'll just hate you for it. Well, it's not my fault. I know it's not your fault, but that's just how it is.
Yep.
Like, so you cannot take it personally. I mean, this is fine. Like, come home, rant it out to me, and then just let it go. Be done with it.
That's right.
It's right. Because the world sucks. People suck. People are shitty. Keep your pets and fuck people.
Exactly.
So do you have any idea what we're doing for next week? We're just going to wing it.
Yep. Free ball. Yeah.
We're going to free ball it. I said it. God damn it. Pestrogen, the free ball episode.
Free boob.
Free boobin' it.
Brawls off next week.
I swear to God, people, it is Thursday. We have not been drinking. This is what I've been drinking. See, it's a Coke. And then before that, it was this. This is actually really good. Have you had one of these?
No.
They're really goddamn good. Like, me and Kyra have this thing for the cranberry ginger ale because Canada Dry used to do them. They're so good. Ginger ale by itself, I can't do. But the cranberry ginger ale, they only come out with during winter and Christmas. And they were so good, but they didn't make them this year. But yeah, I found these Schweppes. They're cranberry raspberry. They are so good. I'm like, hell yeah.
I need to try it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I haven't served you wrong on a drink yet. Albeit this would be, what, number two?
I prefer the rum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it would be number three. So, yeah, it would have been the rum and then that bad apple monster drink.
Oh my God, I love that.
Right?
So
I know,
much.
I need to go get another one. I don't ever stop at 7-Eleven, though. Or any convenience store.
Yeah, so we'll figure out next week.
Yeah. That sounds fun. I like when they're just kind of on the fly.
Yeah. Yeah. We come up with stuff. And People sometimes just randomly reach out to us, like a random email from California, and stuff happens.
Yeah, we get random ones that are like, hey, you should do an episode about this because this thing just happened to me. And we're like, hey, you want to be on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that is still an option, people. Reach out to either of us on Facebook, our email, all that fun stuff. You got it.
That's right.
All right. Do you have anything else to add?
Nope.
All right. I'm good, too. So on behalf of the Pestrogen Podcast, I am Candace from the Pacific Northwest and Oregon Coast, specifically. There we go. And my beautiful Jenny over there in the Midwest, my beautiful hobbit.
Yes.
Have a great week and go out and kick some ass.
Go out and kick some ass.
Bye.
Bye.